This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Signed, sealed, delivered. She's yours, Arizona. You just won yourself a Lori Vallow Daybell. Idaho governor has signed off on the agreement to send Lori Daybell to Arizona for trial for the murder of Charles Vallow, her previous husband. This, of course, we're talking Daybell, so we start to talk crazy here. One of the things I really kind of wonder is she fit to stand trial? Should we be going down this road? Should we be re-traumatizing the victims and this family all over again for someone who very likely at the end of the day is still going to be blissfully unaware of her crimes that she committed? Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think no matter what, she has to stand trial down there because you never know what could happen in any appeal processes. Sometimes they happen way further down the line. It's just, and plus, there's probable cause to believe she committed this crime. So she certainly should stand trial. It would seem that the families are also in support. I think for them, it's a measure of justice to have the person they think killed their loved one stand trial and have all that evidence out there for everyone to know what happened to their loved one and this person was responsible.
It's so bizarre that we're now going to possibly see another Lori Vallow Daybell trial. If we were to go down this again and we do see another trial take place, are we going to see the same sort of things being brought up again and her defense really just saying, yep, we got nothing for you, and, you know, let the cards fall? I mean, does it make sense to try her again other than just to be able to say that, you know, we went down this road for Charles? He'd at least deserved that.
I think the latter. You know, they're doing this because it's the right thing to do morally and also legally due to the fact that there is probable cause that she committed this crime. So they have to let the justice system play out, and it's the right thing to do.
Without a doubt. I think it's completely makes sense to take a look at it, at least for the families themselves. At the end of the day, though, is she competent to be standing trial? Granted, what we saw at the last one, at the hearing at the very end, where it was the sentencing hearing and she made her bizarre statements of how she was a good mother and obviously quoted the Bible and just was disconnected from reality in every sense of the word. Why? I guess why go down this again? Justice seems to almost insinuate that the individual that is being charged and is going to face a penalty understands, emotionally feels it. I don't think she has any concept of that.
I don't know. I guess call me a cynic, but I'm picturing that movie where at the very end he winks. You know, he's kind of snowed everybody with his, you know, the play that he put on. I really think that in this case, I think it's always been an excuse for having sexual and marital freedom, for having a freedom away from her children that she didn't want to be bound to. And so she used religion or her view of religion to, you know, somehow support her actions. And I don't think at the end of the day she believes it. I know a lot of people think that, no, she really does believe it. But I'm not buying it. I can see her feeling or this being more of a show.
I know you've always had that outlook on her of that this is part of the show. I didn't know if that had changed in time at all. I was there for a while. Once that statement that she made, though, in the sentencing, I think really kind of changed it for me. Maybe she is just one of the best actors in the world, or she's completely disconnected from reality in ways that we don't often see. I guess only Lori Vallow Daybell knows the answer to that. We'll see if we get a wink at some point in time, though.
I'm waiting for it.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.